Are you pulling your hair out trying to increase resource utilization, deliver projects on time, and hit profitability targets? It doesn't have to be that hard. Cantata's purpose-built technology for professional services lets you manage resources, timelines, budgets, and client outcomes with up-to-the-minute insights right at your fingertips, so you can keep your business running smoothly, predictably, and profitably. Stop looking and start improving with Cantata today. That's Cantata.com.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
You knew the job was dangerous when you took it, Fred.
I have a question. Shh, be respectful of me.
You can act like a man.
He's colossal. Stupendous. One might even go so far as to say he's mediocre.
I guess I should salute you as a worthy adversary and all that, but the truth is, I really did hate your guts.
This is the Signal Storm Podcast.
Folks, I'm guilty of this. Sometimes even I get caught up in this us against them mentality that, you know, Republicans versus Democrats. It's becoming for me, it's a sideshow. It's a distraction. It's not reality because so much they agree upon that it's harming this country, harming the state of Texas. So as much as a like, oh, here's the good side with the white hats. Here's the bad side with the dark hats. You know what? Or the black hats. I got to tell you, it's not that cut and dry. Let me give you some examples. John Cornyn. John Cornyn calls himself a Republican. He even dares to call himself a conservative. And he's done a lot of damage to Texas with the omnibus vote, with the vote with the socialist Democrats to curtail our Second Amendment rights. Contrast him with a guy by the name of Henry Cuellar. Henry Cuellar is a Democrat, but doesn't believe in taking away our Second Amendment rights. He doesn't believe in open borders. Contrast John Cornyn with a Democrat who is the mayor of Dallas. He's Eric Johnson. He was a Democrat. Because the Democrats turned into the Socialist Democrat Party and the anti-American Democrat Party, he just became a Republican because they left him, because he had a set of values he adhered to. And John Cornyn's adhering to a set of values too. They just happen to be the Democrats' values, you know? So I try to, as much as I can, stop this Republican versus Democrat nonsense, because that's all it is. It's just nonsense, and it's made to distract us and to basically pull the wool over our eyes and pretend that there's actually a competition of ideas from those who are running both political parties, because there really isn't. Now, are there conservatives on the Republican side? Sure. Who are principled? Sure. Ted Cruz? Absolutely. Are there left-wing anti-American socialists on the Democrat side? Absolutely, there are. And, you know, AOC and the like. But the guys who are quote-unquote in the middle, who are using the fringes to distract you and me, to sit there and say, oh, well, that there's the good guy, there's the bad guy. And they're the ones in the middle. These establishments of both political parties, Republicans and Democrats, are the ones doing these deals in smoky back rooms, right? They're the ones sitting there shaking hands and saying, yeah, this is how we're going to get together and make sure we screw everybody for our own benefit. So when this cabal, whether it be in the Texas House or whether it be on the federal level, when they get together, there is real harm that is done to our people, real harm done to real Americans, real harm done to real Texans. And I wanted to devote some time to talking to some real Texans, individuals who are not politicians, not doing politics like me, for a living, individuals who were just out there fighting in the trenches for a better life for themselves and their families. And they are partaking in something we call representative government, which apparently is being rejected by the aforementioned cabal, the Uniparty, you know, of which Mitch McConnell and Chuck Toomer and Nancy Pelosi and Akeem Jeffries are all part of, John Cornyn, all part of it. So I wanted to focus on their trials, their tribulations. You're going to hear from one guy who is sadly represented by a left-wing extremist. His name is Joe Moody. Joe Moody is a pro-Black Lives Matter dude who is in the Texas legislature. He's a Democrat socialist. And of course, as you know, the Black Lives Matter organization has just come out as anti-Semitic, bunch of Jew haters. They've come out way before as Marxists and anti-nuclear family. And of course, when you call out Joe Moody for his support of such groups and all of his advocacy to harm people, well, Joe Moody takes it personally. And like a totalitarian, he likes to get revenge on we, the little people, for calling him out. So you'll hear his story. Plus, there's a woman out there who has joined the fight for parental school choice and education freedom. And she, like so many other people, have been hurt by this GovEd dynamic that takes our money and says, screw you, there are kids, and we don't care what you parents say or what objections you parents have to what we're doing. We're a bunch of leftists, and we're going to teach your kids to be a bunch of leftists and undermine the nuclear family, yada, yada, yada. Hear from both of these people next on the Salcedo Storm podcast.
And now a word from our sponsor.
Are you sick of all these Medicare commercials? Well, what if you're under 65 and need quality, affordable health coverage? American Medical Plan specializes in under 65 health insurance plans that have zero co-pays at the doctor and no deductible on all outpatient services, including surgeries. You pick your doctors and hospitals. There are private plans, enroll anytime, and they are 30 to 60% less than Obamacare. If you're paying too much for your own health insurance, call American Medical Plans. They will customize a plan managed and chosen by you, not the government.
A liberty-loving American takes on Washington, Hollywood, and the whole media establishment. He's Chris Salcedo. Join his fight. Tune in to the Chris Salcedo Show every weekday afternoon on Newsmax.
How can switching to Patriot Mobile help you? First, when you switch to Patriot Mobile, you're not going to be funding a left-wing company. Patriot Mobile is America's only Christian conservative cell phone company. They donate to the causes you and I support. How else can it help you? Well, it will keep voices like mine independent. You switch over to Patriot Mobile, they have industry-leading reliability because they're not just one network, they have all three major networks. And every single time you switch to Patriot Mobile, using my promo code, STORM, you support me, and you keep my voice independent. So just in case somebody in the woke crowd tries to come around and cancel me, they can't, because you have the power. So go to patriotmobile.com/storm, patriotmobile.com/storm, and switch today. Can also dial 972-PATRIOT. Check out all their discounts. Stop funding your political opposition. Help keep me independent. Spend your hard-earned money on folks who have your values, not the woke crowd. 972-PATRIOT, 972-PATRIOT, patriotmobile.com/storm.
The establishment media is out of touch with the real things real Texans care about. Real news for real Texans. That's what Texas Scorecard does every day. Learn more and subscribe for free. TexasScorecard.com/Chris.
The first guest today, his name is Larry Blankenship. Now, many of you don't know that name. He's a native West Texan. He's a conservative. He's worked with individuals with intellectual disabilities, both on private and long-term care. And he had a rather interesting interaction with one of Dade Phelan's favorite politicians. Mr. Blankenship, welcome, sir.
Hi, how are you?
Doing well, sir. Glad to have you on board. So let's talk about what happened between you and a man by the name of Joe Moody. Go ahead and set up the scenario and what happened.
So Joe Moody is my local representative here in El Paso.
I'm sorry.
I read a story. Can you hear me?
Yeah. No. I said I'm sorry that he's your representative.
Oh, yes, I am too.
Yes.
So I read a story in the Texas Scorecard where Joe Moody and the rest of the impeachment managers had doxed Ken Paxton.
Mm-hmm.
And so it kind of incensed me, and so I started calling down the list that Texas Scorecard had listed and started with my representative, Joe Moody. I called his office in Austin and asked if he could give his personal address. The staffer said, no, they couldn't do that. I said, exactly. why would he then, and the rest of the impeachment managers, then dox Ken Paxton? I told him that was thuggish, and then I said, I hope somebody does it to you. So the staffer in Austin called DPS on me, and the next morning I had a call from an agent with the DPS Criminal Investigations Division. They handle the high-value targets.
I see.
Asking me about my phone call, and I said, why are you calling me? And he said, well, you threatened to dox Joe Booney. I said, I never did anything of the kind. I said, I hope somebody does it to him someday. That it's kind of a thuggish thing for him to do. It was reprehensible, and I couldn't believe him and the rest of the impeachment managers had done so to Ken Paxton. And so that's how that ended up. So I had this phone call from a DPS agent, and he says, well, it sounds like you didn't do anything wrong. I said, I know I didn't do anything wrong. You know, you shouldn't be calling me. You should be calling them. They're the ones that actually broke the law.
Thank you.
There's a new law in Texas that says you can't dox people, and they did. And so I'm glad to see Ken Paxton has eventually recommended criminal complaints against him. I'm sure nothing will happen, but we'll see where it goes. But that's how that went down. I tried to go down to Joe Moody's local office. They wouldn't talk to me.
Of course
they
not.
They said that you're not allowed to call here anymore because you threatened to dox Joe Moody. I said, I did nothing of the kind. Nobody told me I couldn't call you back. And, so that's kind of where it ended up.
Well, so, Mr. Blankenship, I gotta say, so here's Joe Moody. He's a left-wing extremist. He's a socialist. He's a Marxist. He supports the BLM Marxist organization. They want to destroy the nuclear family, and they're Jew haters. And Joe Moody supports them. And by the way, Joe Moody is Dade Phelan's number one choice for Democrats to put into powerful positions of power. So they all have this support system of supporting anti-Semitic and Marxist groups, Dade Phelan and Joe Moody and those who follow them. But I want to go over what just happened to you and then what happened to Tony Tinderholt, because it's the same mindset. You call up and you say, Mr. Moody, you were wrong, if it was you, for doxing Ken Paxton and his wife, Angela Paxton, you know, publishing their address and their phone number. And there's a criminal complaint going on about that right now. By the way, you know, that's not going to go anywhere, Mr. Blankenship, because they have to file that in the jurisdiction where it happened, and a left-wing DA.
Yeah, no, it's like I say, it's not going to happen at all. There will be no accountability.
Nope.
It's nice that Paxton recommended it, but I don't think it'll go any further than that.
And by the way, that DA should be voted out. If they do not follow Texas law, they should be voted out of office, and it should be made up campaign issue by the person that is taking a challenging on the next primary. But so what they did to you, and you said, look, I hope somebody does the same thing to you that you did to Ken Paxton. You're saying, right. You know, that's not a threat, but they're saying, oh, you threatened us. Well, no, I didn't. Well, yes, you did. And this is our excuse, so we never have to hear from you again. And
that
then
sounds about right. Yep. Yeah.
look at what happened to Tony Tinderholt. Tony Tinderholt questioned Dade Phelan. Dade Phelan doesn't want to be questioned anymore, doesn't want to have his efforts to deliver for Democrats ever questioned. So he says, Mr. Tinderholt, I'm going to silence you. You don't get to speak anymore unless you run it by me first. It's the same totalitarian mindset, isn't it?
It is. And it does nothing but chill. I mean, I've wanted to call since then, but I've thought twice about it at this point. So it chills my free speech. For them to say that I can't call there anymore, you know, or if I call, it will be a harassment charge. Who's harassing who? Nobody's harassing anybody. I'm just calling my local representative, but the agent with the DPS kind of threatened that I was harassing. So, you know, I said, that's not the case.
So you're a constituent that wants to have your representative represents you, and you're articulating your frustrations, and that's now called harassment.
That sounds about right. Yeah, that's what they did.
See, I used to, when I was taught in school, that's called the government of, by, and for the people. That's what I thought it was. That's representative government, which is what we're supposed to have. Larry Blankenship is our guest right now, folks. He's just a guy like you and me out there, and he wants to hold his representative accountable. And Joe Moody, the man who supports the Marxist BLM, the anti-Semitic BLM, Joe Moody called the cops on him for saying that hoping he gets the same treatment that he gave Ken Paxton. So, Mr. Blankenship, what are you going to do in your area? What are you going to do to to right the ship in your area? Have you become more determined to make sure Mr. Moody doesn't get elected back into any position of authority or power?
Well, I definitely won't vote for him. Unfortunately, El Paso is a very blue city, and usually they don't even have a challenger on the Republican side running against a lot of the races out here. So what you find on the ballot is one choice, and that's for the Democrat.
Well, isn't there another Democrat out there, like a JFK type Democrat, who doesn't believe in totalitarianism and Marxism and anti-Semitism like Joe Moody supports?
Not that I'm aware of, not yet. I've lived here about 7 months, and I haven't seen anything other than the Joe Moody types.
Wow!
So, right through the city council, everything. So.
Well, dude, I am sorry that happened to you. You are a victim of weaponized government brought to you by, in the name of republicanism. And, I think what's terrible, Mr. Blankenship, about what you went through is that so many Republicans are seeing this totalitarianism happen to their own voters, their own constituents, and they're sitting on their duffs and doing nothing about it. In a majority Republican state, it is terrible. Thank you, my friend. I appreciate you sharing the story.
Thank you for having me on.
And just to review, folks, the former Speaker Pro Tem, made Speaker Pro Tem by Dade Phelan, a man who is currently a powerful chairman inside the Texas House, put there by Dade Phelan, supports this racist, Marxist, anti-Semitic group known as BLM. Now, Joe Moody is staunchly against, by the way, parental school choice and education freedom. Dade Phelan is staunchly against school choice and education freedom. 24 so-called Republicans have told the majority of their voters, and every Democrat, by the way, telling the majority of their voters, they don't want parental school choice. They want to continue to indoctrinate our children to love socialism and communism and have the government tell them what to do, dismantle the Constitution. That's why GovEd has been churning out. That's why Democrats continue to be elected, is because GovEd continues to churn out non-critical thinking people who support the most depraved ideologies on planet Earth. And it's got to stop. We've got to stop funding it. So there's a whole groundswell, and I'm so proud of our governor for his strong stance on parental school choice and education freedom. The lieutenant governor as well. The attorney general. All major leaders who are real leaders support a government of, by, and for the people, giving our people choice. Hillary Hickland is a stay-at-home mom. She's a mom of four. Wow. Turned political activist, advocating for expanding parental rights and education freedom for every Texas student. Ninth-generation Texan. She loves Texas and is passionate about the same family values that are currently being undermined in GovEd. Hillary, glad to welcome you here. Welcome to the program.
Thank you so much. Good morning.
Good morning to you. Now, first off, tell me, how did you get involved? How did you go from a mom who was just taking care of, Mama Bear taking care of her kids, and then expanding your efforts to, unlike our legislature, to actually take care of all children?
It really did start with my family and the issues that we were facing. My daughter was her first year in middle school, and nobody has a good middle school experience as far as I know. And so we didn't expect it to be perfect.
Yeah.
But we anticipated peer issues, but I really didn't anticipate all the battles that we were going to face. And it was too much. It was too much for our family. And so I was also concerned about rigor and all kinds of issues that it was just abundantly clear that public school was not right for our family. And I remember the day that I told my daughter, we have options. And it was like a weight just fell from her shoulders. And I could literally see like levity, and she could breathe again. She was like, oh, okay. And that's something that really stuck with me as I started to think about this and just talking about it with you today. What was the moment that made a difference? And I really think that was it, because our family, we do have options. But other families don't, and because of funding, and that is not right.
I know
it's not right that my family can homeschool. I can stay home, or we can send our children to a private school, but not everyone can, and a lot of kids are stuck, and that's not right.
Yeah, I agree with you. And you know what? And here's the kicker: there's only one Democrat I know of. His name is Harold Dutton, who sympathizes with your plight. And the rest of these mostly white Democrats, of these mostly white Republicans, they are so willing to consign minority families to terrible gov ed, which doesn't have a focus on academics anymore. It's all LGBTQ, ABCDFG, cultural Marxism. It's all critical race theory. It's all hate America, hate your parents, divisiveness, and all this kind of stuff. That's all they focus on. The reason why education was founded is completely ignored in GovEd because they are an arm of the Democrat Party. 24 Republicans sided with all the socialists except for the one I mentioned to tell a parent just like you, Hillary, your opinion doesn't matter. If you can't afford to take your child out of our disgraceful, disgusting GovEd, if you can't afford that, we're going to force you to stay there because we are not going to allow you access to the money that was allegedly set aside for your child. Because here's the dirty little secret. It was set aside for the institution. We don't give a rat's about your child. When you found out that 24 air quotes Republicans joined nearly every socialist to deny you that choice, what was your reaction?
I was pretty upset about it. My representative is one of those, actually.
And well, go ahead and name him. Name him.
What is Hugh Shine.
Who is it? Who is it?
Hugh Shine.
Hugh Shine is anti-student, is anti-parent, is anti-good teachers. That's good to know. Hugh Shine. So go ahead and continue.
Well, I was really frustrated. I had spent a lot of time talking to him, to his staff, to his office, trying to make my situation clear. Particularly, I was very involved in this session with efforts to stop the sexualization of Texas kids and got to be a part of the Reader Act to remove sexually explicit material from our library.
Mm-hmm.
And so I got to be at the Capitol a lot, especially in that issue. And whenever I saw that, okay, we're making progress on one issue, but then I was aware of all these other issues in our public school. And I want to be clear, good teachers are gold.
I know.
And not all public schools are bad. And I think even with schools, this is not an either or. It is opening the door to all opportunities for all families. And that should be available to every student. No one should stand in the way of a student's future and say, this is not an option for you because of money.
Well, Hillary, you know the reason why Hugh Shine doesn't want to give you choice. He wants to force you through government power with the iron fist of government. He wants to force you to live in a system that is a failure because he knows if you have a choice, you'll leave. So, and all those 24 so-called Republicans, every socialist Democrat, they all know if parents had a choice to stay inside of GovEd or leave, a significant number of them, and you're right, there are some good GovEd schools out there. I know some of them. And you know what? Parents would stay right there. They wouldn't go anywhere. Why would you want to mess with a good thing? But these Republicans and Democrats know that if parents who are being victimized by GovEd had a choice, that they would make it, that they would make that choice. In other words, they recognize their system fails, it sucks, and that significant number of parents just like you would escape it. And so they said, well, because we suck so badly as a legislature, because we have failed Texas, we're just going to force you and your family, Hillary Hickland, to deal with our failure. And by the way, we're not going to do anything. We're going to pass laws that prohibits critical race theory, and it's going to be taught in schools anyway because our laws don't include any punishment. And we don't care. Our job now is just to deny you your freedom and to snow you into thinking we're doing a good job. When you know what the game is now, Hillary, what Hugh Shine and all the rest of them are doing, how does it make you feel?
Well, that's not what, you know, freedom and liberty is about. We need choices. We need options, especially when it comes to our lives and our families. One thing that you said that I found pretty interesting, in areas that have school choice, it only results in about a 5% reduction in enrollment.
Yep.
So that's one of the things that I keep hearing is, oh, this is going to defund our public schools. And they are, all of the arguments against school choice, truly, as I evaluate them, they all seem to be rooted in fear and control. And I think when we step back and we look at the, you know, for lack of a better, the players, who are the voices on this issue? We have to see what their motivations are, and that's something that you've been talking about.
Money.
And what I'm hearing from one side is the parents are fighting for their kids. And then you have the union lobbyists that are fighting to maintain their institution, which is exactly what you said. Finally,
that's it.
Parents have awakened, and this is a lobbyist group that will not stop.
Yeah,
parents will never stop fighting for the best thing for their children.
Hillary, you just nailed it right there on the head. You just nailed it. And by the way, you're in the majority. You know that? The majority of Republican voters, the majority of Democrat voters, the majority independent voters in the state of Texas. And this isn't coming from, you know, right wing sources. It's from the Democrat Morning News, for crying out loud.
The data is abundant.
Yes.
The data, well, first of all, the data on outcomes is that they get better, not just for the children in the alternative options, but also public schools get better. And the other data that's clear is polling that the majority wants it across the board. In our district, 89% of Republican primary voters want school choice.
Yep.
That is mind-blowing. What other issue can 89% of Republicans unite?
Well, see, yeah, and let's leave the parties out of it, because there's a majority of even Democrat voters. Now, and to your point, by the way, Hillary Hicklin is a stay-at-home mom, folks. She's turned a political activist. She's trying to, unlike our legislature, trying to give education freedom and liberty to our children, our teachers, and our parents. Hillary, I think it was 53% of Democrats support school choice after watching what's happening inside of GovEd, courtesy of the China virus pandemic. But to your point, there are tons of parents that will just say, you know what? I love the fact my kid is not being taught math. They can't read. I'm glad I'm going to leave my kid right there so they can learn LGBTQ, ABCDFG, cultural Marxism, and radical gender studies. I'm perfectly fine with that. Okay. You know, and to each his own, right? But those parents who actually love their kids more than they love failed government institutions, they are the ones battling this. And it bears pointing out that those institutions have failed over and over and over again in their declared core mission, which is to educate our children. And here's another aspect, and this is the last question I have for you. The ISDs, they're teaching racism, as you know, through CRT, critical race theory. It's been, you know, it's been banned. The same GovEd ISDs, they ignored a lawful order from Governor Greg Abbott saying, hey, look, you can't force masks onto kids. It's the parents' call, not your call. They ignored that lawful order from Governor Greg Abbott. The ISDs, many of them, are lawbreakers. They're lawless. They ignore the rule of law. And I think that's a bad lesson to be teaching children. Now, some parents will disagree with me. Some parents will say, we love lawbreaking. But shouldn't the parents who don't love lawbreaking get their kids out of lawbreaking government-run schools?
I have seen a reluctance in the administration to do partner with parents. You know, they put forth a lot of effort, but when it comes down to it, I experienced a lack of transparency when I was asking teachers about specific curriculum in the secondary education level. Our elementary school education experience was fine. It was great, but as we started to get into those really formative and years where they're just so impressionable, I really felt like I needed to be more hands-on. And a lot of parents can't do that. Parents just want to trust that their kids are going to school. They're learning. They're being valued. And at this point, I think we have to recognize that parents should not have to violate their conscience to send their kids to school.
Amen.
So when it comes to our families, we've got to do what's right. And, you know, just like you said, it's about freedom. And most families will still choose public schools, and that's fine. But I think you're right. You know, there's been a shift in the focus of education, that there seems to be an emphasis on controversial issues rather than the basics. And we're making things matter more than what matters most. And we can see that in the outcomes, that 50% of our kids cannot read on grade level, and 60% can't do math on grade level.
Yep.
And, you know, so if you look at a graduation rate, we can all be excited about a 95% graduation rate. But what exactly are we telling them when they hand them that paper?
Hey, they can't
okay,
read.
You completed this.
Yeah, yeah. Right? Oh, they graduated. They can't read and they can't do simple math, but they really know they're going to vote Democrat, and they really know that the most important thing in life is LGBTQ, ABCDFG, cultural Marxism. And they really know that racism, black kids are taught to hate whites, and white kids are taught to be ashamed of their heritage. That's what's really important, not reading, writing, math, and the sciences. Look, Hillary Hickland, I really think you are doing God's work out there. You are putting the people of Texas first, and their representatives are stabbing us all in the back. Thank you for being here, and thank you for sharing your story.
Thank you so much for having me and for bringing attention to school choice. We're going to have it in Texas for all families, and I'm really excited.
It's, amen.
A hopeful time in education.
Yes, we will join the 27 other civilized states that have done this. Thank you. Hillary Hickland, everybody. It's going to do it for this edition of the Salcedo Storm Podcast. Do me and yourself a favor, friends. Visit TexasScorecard.com. The fight for school choice, the fight against radicalized Democrats, and the Republicans who support them in the Texas House. You can find it all at TexasScorecard.com. Also, check out ChrisSalcedo.com. That's where you find me, your liberty-loving Latino, and all of our outlets out there. Social media, every one of our social media platforms listed there at the new ChrisSalcedo.com, as well as the Chris Salcedo shows on AM 700 KSEV, The Voice of Texas, simulcast on N2 and simulcast on Getter and Rumble. You can also get information on the Chris Salcedo show on TV on Newsmax 1, Monday through Friday, 4 o'clock Eastern until 5. Till we visit again, my friends, remember this: a society's worth isn't measured by how much power is stolen by an out-of-control government. It is measured by how much power is reserved for you and me, we the people. Stay safe out there, my friends.
With the Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
With no fees or minimums and no overdraft fees, banking with Capital One is the easiest decision in the history of decisions. Kind of like choosing Derek Jeter as the pinch hitter for your baseball team.
Jeter, you're in. We need a home run.
I'll give it a try. I've swung a bat once or twice.
That's out of here.
Yep, even easier than that. With no fees or minimums and no overdraft fees, is it even a decision? That's banking reimagined. What's in your wallet?
Terms apply. See CapitalOne.com/bank for details. Capital One N.A. member FDIC.